Qatar says it closely monitors alleged detention of a member of its royal family in the United Arab Emirates. A foreign ministry statement says that Doha cannot establish the circumstances surrounding Sheikh Abdullah bin Ali Al Thani's situation due to the total severance of ties with the UAE. The statement, however, emphasizes that all legal means would be pursued to protect him. Sheikh Abdullah appeared in a video on Sunday saying that he is being held in Abu Dhabi against his will. Emirati officials have denied the claim and said that Sheikh Abdullah asked to move to the UAE for his safety and has now left the country. The UAE is one of four Arab states that cut all ties with Qatar in June of last year, accusing it of supporting extremism, a charge that Doha denies. Political commentator Shabir Hassan Ali says the detention of the Qatari Sheikh Abdullah bin Ali Al Thani in the United Arab Emirates is part of a bigger game controlled by Saudi Arabia.
I think this is just part of the trend that the two Muhammads, Muhammad bin Nahyan, bin Zayed Al Nahyan, and Muhammad bin Salman Al Saud are playing now. I mean, we remember in November they did exactly the same thing to Rafiq Hariri, who is the elected president of Lebanon. And now they're doing the same thing. It's all designed to, like, it's part of a bigger game. They're expecting to try and apply pressure in this way. This is now the nature, has become the norm of how Saudi Arabia and Abu Dhabi or Emirat deal with people. It's also quite interesting because, like Rafiq Hariri, who at one point was very close to the Saudi regime, this particular Sheikh, Abdullah bin Ali Al Thani, he was also very, very, very close to the government of UAE and the government of Saudi. You know, he'd appear on their channels. But clearly, what must have happened, this is a means to try and apply pressure to Qatar, the same way that Saudi tried to apply pressure to Lebanon.